So as we celebrate the baptism of the Lord, and after Jesus is baptized, what is the voice that came from heaven? What does that voice say? What does it say? You are my beloved son. With you, I am well pleased. That is the voice of God the Father after Jesus is baptized. And that phrase, well pleased, I think one of the greatest experiences of feeling well pleased is, have you ever seen a proud parent? Like a proud parent or proud grandparents? They're so proud of their children or their grandchildren. I think that's one of the most satisfying feelings of experiences of being well pleased. And I don't have children, but from the other perspective, from the son's perspective, over Christmas time, people ask me, well, you know, so Father Steve, you've been here like 2-3 years, and like, do you have family? Like, are you all by yourself? Poor little thing. You know, do you, maybe we can invite you over to our house for dinner. I mean, no, I have family. Well, I never see your family. Well, who are they? Where do they live? Why don't you invite them? No, I'm actually local. Like, I'm from Palo Alto. I mean, I'm not Campbell, but I'm from Palo Alto, and my parents, they're there. So then why don't you invite them to the Christmas Mass? And I said, well, to be honest, I'm a little embarrassed. And why am I embarrassed? Because I know if I bring my parents to Mass here, they're going to run all over the church. And they're going to be like, oh, that's my son. That's my son saying the Mass. And I'm like, oh, no. You get what I mean? And they called me and they said, well, do you want us to come to St. Lucie for any of the Christmas Masses? And I said, maybe not. You know, they go to St. William's in Los Altos. That's where they live. And I don't know if you know, you know Father John Poncini, who was here for many years. Now he's the pastor at St. William's. I said, no, you guys like Father John, you know, and he likes you. And I heard that you cook for him and stuff, you know. So go there for Christmas and then we'll talk afterwards. Because I didn't really understand why parents are so proud of their children. You see people in the cars, the bumper stickers. What does it say? Oh, yeah. Proud parent of a junior high kid who makes the honor roll. Who cares if you make the honor roll? I don't care. Maybe you care. But is it you care enough to put a sticker on top of it? Why are you so proud of your children? Right? But now, I think, as a godfather, and seeing how my godsons have grown up, I am extremely proud of my godson. And let me tell you, whenever I talk to anybody that deals with the topic of military, somebody says, well, I served in the military, or armed forces, this, and I always have to bring up my godson. Well, did you know? Did you know that my godson, he's a junior at West Point Academy right now? I said, oh, interesting. Yeah, yeah. He's a sharp shooter. he's on the boxing club. And he knows Arabic and Russian, you know? And you're thinking, who cares? Right? But that's the point. It's like, oh, I'm really proud of him. And I have to talk about him now. Every time we talk about military. And recently, I led a youth retreat. And after I gave the talk, I invited my godson to come up. And you should have seen him talk. He gave a testimony about his life and faith and how Jesus has made a difference in his life. And all the kids were just, whoa. And I was like, yeah, that's my godson. I almost cried listening to his talk. But if that's how proud we are of our children or grandchildren or godchildren, just imagine how proud God the Father is of his only begotten son. At that moment of his baptism. Parents, you see, parents take pride in their children because they have a big part in shaping the identity of their children. And take a look at the identity of Jesus Christ. His entire life was focused on expressing his true identity, his relationship with the Father. And many people, they see Jesus as Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the son of Joseph. But his entire life was to prove that wrong. And say, Jesus said, no, I am not the son of Joseph. I am the son of God. Can't you see the Holy Spirit descending? Can't you see the heavens opening up? Look at the way I talk. Look at my actions. Look at my life. They are a clear reflection of my Father in heaven. And he even accepts his mission to die on the cross for our salvation so that you and I, we can be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And when we are baptized, whether it's when you're 2 months old or when you're 90 years old, when we're baptized, our identity is completely changed. When I'm baptized, I'm no longer just Steve. Now my identity is a child of God. Calling God, my Father, your Father, our Father, Jesus Christ as our brother. And just like how Jesus is baptized and spends all his life focused on expressing his true identity, when we're baptized, we too spend pretty much all our life focusing on expressing our true identity. Just like, is it Jesus of Nazareth or Jesus the Son of God? Am I Steve or am I a child of God? And it's a constant battle to live up to our identity. At the end of the day, I look at myself and go, did I behave like Steve or did I behave like a child of God? Did I follow my will or my Father's will? Because Jesus' goal was that when people saw him, they saw the Father. And are we doing the same? Are we talking, looking, acting more like our Father in heaven? Are we being merciful like the Father, which is the theme for this year, the year of mercy? Because Jesus did not shy away from his identity at all. He said, I'm the Son of God. You see me, you see the Father. I even died on the cross. That's my identity. But I wonder for us, even when I use the phrase, a child of God, adopted sons and daughters of God, children of God, that sounds very childish. And people are going, well, I'm 80 years old. Don't call me a child. Don't belittle me. No, that's our identity. We are children of God. And I wonder if we really own it and live up to that identity, or we shy away from it. Because I shy away from it all the time. Let me give you some examples. When I meet people and say hi and talk, and nowadays they're like, how's life? And it was the rain. Oh, we need the rain. And then, did you buy a lottery ticket? I said, well, no, I didn't buy a lottery ticket. You know, oh, but you should, because it's rah, rah, rah. And then after all the small talk, it comes down to, what do you do? No? What do you do for work? What do you do for work? And what do I say? I say, I'm a teacher. Because, I mean, and I do teach at a high school, St. Francis High School, but if I say I'm a priest, it gets very complicated, no? It gets very technical. It's a crapshoot. It's a crapshoot. I say I'm a priest and they're like, oh, you mean like the ones who molest kind of kids kind of priest? So, no. Oh, you mean like the, you know, the ones who are kind of weird kind of, no. You know, or then, oh, you're a priest. So then that means like, what do you think about this? And what do you think about that? And, oh, let me talk to you about this. I'm a teacher. And that's it. It's boring. There's no interest. That's it. But I think of myself, what a coward, no? What a coward. Why don't I just stick up to my identity? Well, recently, I was at a birthday party. And it was one of those birthday parties where it's kind of like a come and go as you please. They have little tables with food and stuff. So everybody, you don't actually sit down. Everybody's standing up. And everybody's like huddled around little tables of food. And you meet random people you don't know because it's a big party. And we were all huddled up in one circle standing and kind of go around. Like I said, the small talk, you know, rain and lottery and 49ers, bad year, and watching the playoffs, go, Roll Tide, Alabama, all this. Okay, and then it goes down to, oh, and then, by the way, what do you do? And, I'm an accountant, and, oh, I do this, and I do that. And I happen to be the last person in that circle, go around, and they all look at me and go, oh, and what do you do, Steve? And I said, whoa. This is the moment. This is my moment to to shine or to my opportunity to live up to my identity. And I say, so what do you do? What do you do for work? And I said, well, I'm part of a global startup company. We have outlets everywhere, every country. You know, we have hospitals and we have homeless shelters. We have schools and we're like number one in social justice, you know, and we take care of people from birth to death. And but my little niche, my, you know, expertise is emphasizing on behavioral alteration. Oh, wow. What is that? Who do you work for? Who do you work for? I said, well, let me tell you. I mean, I've got a boss that loves me unconditionally. I mean, I know I don't deserve it, but he really does. He really does love me unconditionally. He treats me like I'm like one of his only sons. Well, what is that? What's it called? What's the church? And I am a child of God. That's what I said boldly. I said, I am a child of God working as a priest, you know? I mean, this is what the baptism of the Lord means for us. We have to reclaim our identity as members of the baptized. Somebody asks you, who are you? What do you do? Our number one response should be, I am a child of God. As weird as that sounds, our response should be, I'm not this, I do that. No, I am a child of God. That's our number one priority, number one relationship. I am a child of God. And not just profess it, not just profess our baptismal vows at Mass, but that's our true identity. And if that's our true identity, if we are truly children of God, loved by God, then how proud is God the Father of us? Very proud, right? And that's what I want us to focus on this week as we celebrate the baptism of the Lord. Our true identity as members of the baptized. I am a child of God, loved by God, and how proud God the Father is of me. And to also reconnect with your, raise your hand if you have God's sons or goddaughters. Okay, like half of you. You must have a godfather or godmother. No? So this is a time to reconnect, rekindle with your godparents, your godchildren. I know some of you are really good. You keep tabs like every day. Some of you, you haven't talked to them in like 20 years. Well, now is the time. Now is the time as you celebrate the baptism of the Lord. Call them up, text them, visit them, write to them. Whatever, but connect with them and say, oh, how's life? How did it out? You know, same thing, small talk, 49ers, this, lottery ticket, no, whatever. Okay, and then by the way, who are you? What do you do now? No, I got two kids now and da-da-da-da, and I have another job. Let me help you. Let me remind you. You are a child of God, loved by God. And think of just how proud God the Father is of you, of me, of us. Doesn't matter if you come to church every Sunday or if you have not gone to church since the moment of your baptism. Right? Doesn't matter if you're successful. Doesn't matter if you're in jail. Doesn't matter if you're alive or dead. You are a child of God, loved by God. And think of how proud God the Father is you, of me, of us. Share that message with each other this week as we celebrate the baptism of the Lord.